I know most of us think of the word ego as a Freudian 20th century term. It's actually Latin for I, the self. And so it only became popular in the last century. Jesus would have just called it the self that has to die. But despite his very clear teaching on that, I'd call it the false self, we've spent much of our history not addressing the ego as the problem, but in fact, the shadow self. And what I mean by the shadow self is that part of yourself that you're ashamed of, that you don't want anybody to see, that your culture has decided is terrible. So we split, we deny, we disguise the shadow, when in fact, it's our struggle with our shadow, by owning it, that we all have done things we wish we hadn't done or are ashamed of. It's by struggling with these things that, in fact, we expose the ego and we undercut the ego. So in our school, in whatever moral teaching we get into, I hope we can emphasize the ego, the natural narcissism, vanity, arrogance, pride of the human person. That's what really blinds us. Not the fact that we've made mistakes. Not the fact that you're weak. In fact, that doesn't blind you. That often gives you insight. Amazing how we were able to miss the point so well.